Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Matrix coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Shade field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free.
Brimfield activated.
You have already reached.
Activate Shambhala Diamond.
Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Wow, it's Dark City time again. Here we are back on the Dark City show. Carly and I tonight have got some friends who've come to see us, and in fact, they came to see us when we were at Camp Autolift. Dan and Samantha, really lovely young couple, and so they're here in our caravan with us. Dan says that he's not entirely sure that he was happy to have met me, because now he's suddenly discovered about Illuminati and
New World Order,
all kinds of craziness,
yeah,
that he'd never come across before. So is it scary?
I do think it's scary. The stuff to stick on the foods, things like that, I do think that's quite scary.
Yeah. And chemtrails, did you know about chemtrails before all this?
No, I didn't know. No, I didn't know nothing before all this. It seems to me the more you look, and the more you watch, the more you want to learn, and it's quite scary.
Yeah, and you know, but you have learned that you don't have to pay your television license.
Yeah, I've learned that. There needs to be that, so we're not paying that no more. Against the Mrs. wishes.
Ah, well, that's right. If it's in your name, you can take the rap for it. This is the thing is you can't take the rap for anyone else. You just stand up and say, right, okay, this is what I believe the law should be. This is the way that it should be, because it's humane, it's rational, you know, it doesn't harm anyone else. So therefore, I'm going to behave as if the law was like that. And if you have a problem with that, sue me.
Well, when we met Sam and Dan at Camp Autolift, it was obvious that Dan's always had a bit of attitude and not scared of getting stuck in there and seeing what life's got to offer. And this just seems like a whole other aspect of that, really.
It does.
You know, because you're going down all these rabbit holes and getting all, you know, you had your phone out all night. You're saying, oh, look at this, Sam, look at this one, Sam.
And first for knowledge.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's scary, yeah, but at the same time, isn't it kind of... as well. I think it's quite an eye-opener. I'm very surprised at what I've seen tonight. I didn't believe... I thought it's a bit far-fetched, but after seeing some of these things and you think this is just people controlling us and we live in their way, and it's just... It's scary, really. How have they gained that control over us?
Yeah, well, it's scary how they're getting us all to bubble one another up and grass each other up, and they're getting ourselves to do ourselves in. That's the clever part. Now, none of the people that have got access to the internet haven't looked it up and seen the fact that they are wanting to depopularize the world. You see all the coffins there, you know, people put the evidence there, it is happening, yet people still don't see what's happening and decide, you know, enough's enough, you know, we need to sort this out.
But I didn't actually realize until you showed me, so do other people realize that?
No, most of them don't.
People don't know about this.
Most of them would think you're crazy if you talk to them about
that's
it.
That's what people, the Illuminati, have done to people. Look at Michael Jackson. He did a statement and said, which is on YouTube, isn't it? So what's that? And he said, you know, they made loads of lies about him. The Illuminati, the government told people he bleached his skin. He was a paedophile, a kiddie fiddler, whereas in fact it was all lies. It's been proven to be lies.
A skin condition.
Yeah, it was a skin condition, a pigmentation.
Well, you know, there's so much out
anyone
there that's lies, but also... The question is how do you discern what's the truth in amongst all of that? There are some things that are patently obvious, like they want to reduce the world's population to 500 million people, 500 million people. That's patently obvious, and that makes it obvious what they're doing with the drugs, with the vaccines, with the fluoride, with all the rest of these poisons that they're getting us to.
I learned about the fluoride through a job that I started. That's why I started looking into the water. I think it's a new thing when you just start putting the water. It hasn't. It was the Hitler actually started off. Hitler started that, and it makes you complacent, right? So you don't question authority. Yep. It makes you a bit brain dead. Pretty much. People just start doing as they're told. Now Hitler took over an entire country and had everyone follow him. You believe it in fluorinated water? Just everybody else did.
Do you know when I was a kid, our water didn't have any fluoride, so our parents gave us fluoride.
The thing is, it makes them infertile. So what better way to depopulize a country by making us infertile?
Of course.
Well, they put all sorts of... Sorry, Sam. The thing is, they say that they put fluoride in toothpaste to protect the enamel on your teeth, stop decay. So what's it doing to your body if you're drinking it?
Well, there's not enough in there to do anything to your teeth. It's just a minute amount, so it won't do anything to our teeth. And
There's more to it.
I've
actually said that. There's not enough to do anything to our teeth.
It damages the
enamel.
You get fluoridosis.
It makes us infertile and it attacks our immune system.
And it also causes osteoporosis. It leaches calcium from the bones in the body because it acidifies the blood and all that sort of stuff.
Well, our lovely governments, who supposedly care about us, are putting us in our water.
Yeah, but if you look now, even Bob water has fluoride in it.
Yes.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You know, and that's supposed to be
that's a blatant lie, pure natural spring water.
No, they put the fluoride in there.
Yeah. Pure natural spring water.
No,
the chemical factory.
And chlorine, which is a bleaching agent.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And they're not supposed to put in there. No.
Well, chlorine in the water has been linked to cancer. I know this because, as I said, a job I was doing, and they don't need to put it in there. I mean, if they didn't, they say that if they didn't, you'd end up with Legionnaires' disease. So they have to put the chlorine in the water, but you don't have to. If there's other things in the water to do the same job, as the chlorine is a bleach, it causes cancer, and it's killing us over a period of time.
And it's cheaper.
It's cheaper. That's the reason they do it. It's cheap.
Well, it's not they're doing it. That's the reason they think they're doing it.
Yeah.
But when people get cancer, then they get these treatments that cause
cancer.
But let's keep it optimistic, because you were saying before, or we've just been having a conversation, that nobody knows about this stuff. And it's true, the vast majority of people are sitting watching EastEnders and going buying all sorts of shaking the shops without a second thought, without a first thought, actually, because they're programmed. However,
the baby
you learned about it.
I did, yeah. You they say people that watch the soaps and... like Britain's Got Talent, X Factor, all this, that, and the other. But people say, it's said people that watch all these live their lives accordingly. And it's to try and fix us on that.
They fill their lives with drama as well, and they create dramas all around
them. Takes the mind away from things that are actually really going on.
Yeah.
That's the point.
But people expect their lives to be filled with the same kind of drama that they see in Coronation Street.
Yeah.
And so whenever they have a barney with the neighbour or something, they react out all that stuff they've been programmed to do. And then they find that it's life imitating art, isn't it? Except there was never art to begin with. Yeah. It was propaganda to begin with. It was programming.
Because we're all born a blank piece of paper.
Yeah.
The thing is, they're influencing us from school, all the way from school. You know, our history books even lie.
Cradle to grave.
Did you know that? You didn't
I've got a call coming into you.
I've
got a call coming, guys.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Dark City Radio.
Hello. I was talking to the lady earlier on.
You want to elaborate a little bit?
Pardon?
Do you want to elaborate? You said you.
I did actually speak to her about something that happened in North Wales almost 40 years ago now. She still know about it,
Right.
It was actually an alien landing here about. In 1974. It was called the Welsh Roswell.
The radio's yours. The radio's yours, mate. Take it away. Tell us all about it.
Pardon?
The radio's yours. Tell us all about it.
Oh, no. It's quite a famous incident which did happen over there. I am in North Wales myself. But it got covered up by, all sorts of, whoever these people are. MI5, Men in Black and the rest of us. But basically, over the Barrow Mountains in North Wales, up above Llandrillo, where I used to live. I didn't move there till I was six, but it was alien mass, and it was a very, very much covered up incident. Yeah, so we say.
Hi, Keith.
Hello.
When you come on, I actually nipped to the toilet, so...
I don't think that phone was making any sense to us at all, yeah. And I was trying to talk to a fucking brick wall. I almost connected with you straight away, yeah.
So, you're in with the crew.
No, well, honestly, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. No, honestly, now I was in your head. I was trying to explain to you on that. But what happened in 1974? Did you ever hear of the Welsh Roswell incidents?
I'm not that familiar with it. You tell us about it.
Basically it was in... I moved there from Liverpool when I was in 1977. Right? And happening was 1974, but I knew all of the people around there. They're very, very Welsh people, yeah. So, it's like a tiny little village in the middle of North Wales, with about 300 or 400 residents, yeah. And what they thought was a UFO landed there, and it was all reported by the local farmers. Local residents, and within 2 weeks of the incident, what they thought was the alien craft had actually smashed into the side of a mountain, and it all got cleared up by the MI5, MI6, what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can hear most of your lines. Not perfect, but we're picking up most of what you're saying.
No, it was cleared up. It was like it never happened in the first place. They think it's the biggest, alien, I'm not going about fucking aliens, because the aliens were around and something, but up in the UK. Because it happened in North Wales. North Wales is one of those places, it's right up, we're all hillbillies up here, And then things get covered up here. And that was for about, I don't know, it has been ever since.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, honest to your life, my life as well. Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us. It was interesting.
You're not asking me enough questions here. Did you know that after that, for about 4 or 5 years, it was
actually, Prajna might have a question for you, or wants to say something. So, Prajna, fire away. Yeah, Prajna wants to say something. Just indicated to me.
John, hi. I just wanted to ask you, caller, what the government said it was, if they claimed it wasn't a UFO. How did they explain it? What was the official explanation?
They said it was I think they said it was a military operation gone wrong. They basically said it was an aircraft, a military aircraft, smashing into the side of a mountain. They denied all knowledge that it was an alien, a UFO. Well,
and so they couldn't talk about it, of course, because it was military, and that's therefore secret, and therefore they don't have to say anything about it.
Yeah.
Is there any, I don't know, being in cameras back then, most cases people used to video things in a phone, but it was a long time because you never had it with them. So.
No, when did this happen, caller?
1974.
74.
Right. Yeah, I think so. You know, it was just after I moved to my family moved to us just a bit there. You know, after us. So.
And is it something that's generally known about by people in that area? Is it something that's generally talked about?
There's a certain woman I could tell you in that area. Yeah, you there?
Yes, we're here.
There's a certain woman in the area who lived in a farm very nearby, and she's actually denied all knowledge of what happened in it. You know, when this thing crashed, and there was flashing lights, there was all sorts of madness going on there, and she's denied all knowledge of what within the last 20 years. We actually the thought is around the area is that she's been silenced. I don't know whether she's been paid money, but all of a sudden she had a new house somewhere else, and she accumulated a load of money. Whether she's been, paid off by someone for just saying that didn't happen, ran in the back of your yard there,
And
I could give you a name, but I won't do on air because that would fuck up, understand what I'm saying. That's dangerous.
Well, yeah. Was she the only witness, or were the...
No, she's a witness, yeah. No, she'd be on there, yeah. If you go on, if you go on the internet, or whatever, YouTube and all that, you'll find out all about this, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds interesting to me, for sure. I'll go and check it out. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
You all right, though?
Absolutely. I'm just waiting to my show now.
Do you know why this is, it's always been sort of circumspect in a certain manner? It's because that area where I live in, around the Barrow Mountains, was a big spot for the British RAF Spitfire pilots. And they go flying around those areas. They're very high mountains and all that, yeah. And there was one of them crashed into that, years ago. But regardless of that, that was always like an area for loads of aerial activity. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, can you actually see what I'm saying here? Because from my experience.
Hello,
caller.
Sorry, I didn't get your name. Help but wonder. I mean, it's really interesting that this thing has happened, but and that it's been covered up. And we know that around the world, we've got governments covering up all sorts of stuff and keeping all kinds of secrets. But has this incident in 74, is there something that we can actually use within that to create some kind of a solution for the predicament we find ourselves in now? Because if not, then I don't really want to waste my energy on it just because I'm interested in finding solutions.
Now, honestly, if you heard of the operation that went on there with the MI5, there was actually reports of men in black. They go around sounding people, and you know, had very mysterious men in black going to the local pubs and restaurants, and just saying, you didn't see what you did see, did you? The whole area that there got silenced, and they just said, what you saw over there was just like, it was a bonfire or something. Or it was a fire, you know, it was just like, that was a load of lights. So, you know, to be saying that's very naive, you know.
So what's the solution then, Horn, in it all? I call you Horn because I don't know your name and I don't
Keith.
Want to... Keith. Keith, all right.
Yeah.
So what's the solution with all this, Keith?
Hmm?
I'm not trying to hassle you, like. I'm just saying, though, I mean, if there's no opportunity to find solution within this particular scenario you're describing, then...
There's no solution to it, because it happened, for, you know, nearly 40 years ago, yeah. The year after I was born, yeah.
Right, so it's not... So
no, but it's something that, you know, when I'm talking about now, is that was an incident which was totally covered up. And it is termed by the MI5 in this country as the Roswell incident, which was actually the biggest, UFO sort of like landing in this country. So it was a UFO smashing into this country. Yeah.
It was an alleged UFO crash in Britain. It does actually say that a number of unusual lights were seen.
I wasn't being insulted. You just sound like you're from Mars or something.
That's okay, mate. Don't worry about it. It's probably compression on the phone line.
Yeah, that's all right. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't take things as an offence, man.
Just the way I talk. Let's go. Okay. What to expect?
It was considered possible that it was an aircraft that had crashed or a meteorite had impacted.
It went past us because the lights and everything were all wrong.
Keith, if I can just let me finish. Within an hour, a police had searched the area and they were joined by the RAF rescue team from the Valley and Anglesey, and nothing was found. And all searches were called off just after 2 p.m. the following day. A scientific explanation. Scientific evidence indicated that it was generated by an earthquake, Keith, if you talk over one another, the listeners can't hear what we're saying.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, it's okay, bro. It's okay. We get used to it. Passion, you know. Where was I? Combined with the sightings of bright meteorites, widely observed over Wales and North England at the time. Reported a magnitude of a 3.4 earthquake, which was felt at 8:38 p.m. The night over a wide area of North Wales as far away as Liverpool. Also in Formby, 30 miles north of Liverpool. However, the magnitude of the shock of an impact would have resulted in a crater that would have been large enough, you know, to be easily visible. The lights, he goes on a little bit more there. It was later alleged by UFO community that a UFO crashed. There were nothing found. The British government covered up the event, and there were subsequent claims that the area was cordoned off by the military whilst the wreckage was recovered. Also, there were reports that the villages in the vicinity were visited by men in black that were jokingly labelled, which was jokingly labelled the Roswell incident by the Sun newspaper. The claim that the area was cordoned off by the military was shown by researcher Alan Roberts to relate to a later event in 1982 when an aircraft, an RAF, a Harrier jet, crashed in the area.
Oh, that was the area. That was a bit later, actually, the Harrier jump check, because I lived there then. It's a couple of years after. And, because I remember where it was. Now, the Harrier jump check crashing into the mountain there, that was a different incident completely.
Yeah, it does say that. It does actually
It was a bit later, I think, that one.
Yeah,
I lived there then. So they used to do Harrier jump check pile of train around there, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing to do with the UFO pictures.
Yeah, no, it does actually say that. It's the Sunday newspaper that claims that.
Yeah, now that so how do you jump jet crash into a man's there, you know? And for some reason, I've no idea why, they actually went to, you know, great, massive, you know, extents to clear all the wreckage of the plane. I don't know why they didn't bother to do that.
I'm not disputing what you're saying, Carl, Keith. Like I say, I'm just looking at this, and by
chance... I'm just saying about that, he jumped, yes. What I'm saying to you, man, is just like, I don't know why they bothered, you know, clearing all that into... Because I remember this. Well, when I lived there, there was just like police and coppers there and military and everyone. Oh, well, you know, and it was like, okay, how did you just crash into a mountain? You had nothing to do with the UFO thing.
Well, we're going to go to a break, I think just about now. Saduma, are you there? We're going to have a break on the half hour. So yeah, cool, we'll be back. We'll just have a little quick break or a jingle or something, and we'll be right back with you live right after this.
City Radio on Facebook or Twitter.
Well, welcome back to the Dark City Show on Dark City Radio. If you'd like to join us, you can telephone us on a landline. If you're outside the UK, 0044 161 298 0298, or if you're inside the UK, 0161 298 0298. Alternatively, if you've got Skype, which is a simple program, www.skype.com, download the program, and yeah, you get it for free. Don't pay for anything, get the free version, that's all you need. We pay for it at this end, so we can call you back or do whatever we need to do. Excuse me. Add Bob's Backyard to your Skype contacts. You'll see it'll come up with Bob's Backyard Dark City Radio, and add us to the friends request. Stick a little text in the bottom. Bob, I want to play radio! And we'll pull you into the room. Or, you know, whatever it is you're about. What else can I tell you? Ian, we've got a chat room. Chat room's up there. If you are listening to the stream, you've probably already found the website at www.darkcityradio.com or .co.uk. And if you're using the old link, that'll still work for you via Bob's Backyard. We'll keep that open for a while. In the live page there, when you get to the live page, you'll find... Right in the centre, there's a yellow banner. I think it's still yellow. Let me go and check. I've not looked for a while. Let me have a look. All right, I say that. Yeah, click here to open the chat. You click on there, it takes you to another page. You don't have to put your name in. You can go as a... You put any name in. You don't have to be registered. A few people think you've got to be registered to do it. You don't. You can put any name you want in there where it says web user, and it'll have a number. You can use that if you want. Go in. Just press go or whatever it is, enter, and there you'll be in the chat room, and you'll find Prajna's there now and a few of the others. I know Prajna's there, I can say that without even looking on the screen. So yeah, Vosto's actually there. Vosto's producing very shortly for Zach, who starts in about 25 minutes or so. So, there we go. That's what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing now. We never do. We did start off with a couple of Prajna's friends that they'd met over the Orange Auto Hippie demonstration. No, it wasn't called that, was it? It wasn't called the Auto Orange Hippie. Ah, well, that's what we lovingly term it as now. It was the Auto Lift, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm terrible, aren't I? You know, I've met all these really pretty cool people, really, you know what I mean? I don't always agree with everyone's ideology that comes on the radio, but wow, creative bunch you are. You know, they don't take no shit, do they? You know, they don't take no shit. So, yeah, good stuff.
What's the latest anonymous one that says, give no fucks, take no orders... destroy the prisons and the borders, I think, something like that. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Cool. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Yes, so Master Shaw, yeah, that's a good one. It keeps you a track with what's going on in that world. Some great stuff, Anonymous. Especially stuff with the Palestine conflict. Nothing that a few months back, you know, that was brilliant. They got phone lines into there, you know, dial-up phones. People could get contacts out, you know, and try to take down anything that's trying to report against the mainstream. Or, you know, people are trying to just put out their story, you know, their side of the story, you know. If it was true, fair media, that's what would go on all over, wouldn't it? So, yeah, good stuff. It is good stuff. It's a shame we have to do it, of course. Hopefully, if we can keep working together as we have been doing over the last few weeks, we might even be able to make a bit of a difference in people's lives. I've really enjoyed putting a few people together, you know, when you... I don't know who half of the people are, to be honest, until we met them. Of course, I knew Rick, who I've done a bit with recently. Some of us didn't. Some of the guests Dawn's brought a lot. I never even heard of them. Now I know loads of stuff. So, yeah, on a personal note, I've been educated through it. I really have been educated to all sorts of stuff. Today, I was contacted by Jabba. Jabba from Babylon Decoded. He's going to be starting a brand new show on Monday. I know, I said we'll try and keep Monday clear, but that's all Zach's fault. You can't blame me for that. And so on Monday now, there's a big open slot in the middle between Jabba Babylon Decoded. And if you haven't actually come along that, have a look, babylondecoded.com. Yeah? Babylondecoded.com and have a look what the lad's about. Didn't actually click who he was. I didn't know who he was, you know, and then I went on. It was Lee. Lee who's helping out with the, trying to set up the association or society or whatever it's called in Spain for the Rick Simpson Seed Bank. And, yeah, he just went, oh, no, that's him. God, is that him? So, and we looked at the link and, yeah, that's going to be really cool, some really cool stuff. Jabba, that's what we call him, that's what he's called, Jabba. So yeah, that's brilliant. Another brilliant, did I say brilliant enough? Let's say brilliant again, I like that word, brilliant. Beyond illumination, they tell me it means, brilliant. Enlightened, beyond enlightenment. A light that beyond, a lies beyond it. So the chat room's got a little bit busier this evening. We have to keep remembering to plug that. We have to keep telling people the chat room's there. We often forget. From our side of things, how things look. Let us know from your side of things. We want to know how things look. It's important. Big for us here. As technicians, well, that's big. That's really big. If you tell us about it beforehand, we'll do something, right? If you give us a bit of time to prepare... You know, when you prepare with us, you know, that's all right. But don't turn up after the fact and complain about it. You know, your lack of preparation does not turn into our emergency. If you're a technician, you'll get that straight away. If you're not, you'll be like, what do you mean? My lack of preparation doesn't turn into their emergency. So we never know. We never know what's going to happen next, especially on a Dark City show. So, Prisoner, if you want to pick it up with your friends again that you've got there, I was getting quite into that. Not that I wasn't into the UFO thing. I thought the UFO thing was pretty cool. We did mention in the break that these events do often take place. The media ties two or three of them together and to pull people's focus of energy away from events that might have took place. Normally something in the vicinity. So, yeah, well, we were all looking at one thing. What were they getting away? Bit of the old sleight of hand. So, on the sleight of hand, go on, educate your friends on on the truth move. I'm sitting back anticipation here now, Prisoner.
The thing is that Dan seems to be educating himself all by himself. You know, he's got this phone now that's got internet on it, and he's all over it. He's everywhere on it. And, It's just quite stunning, really, what he's managed to pick up since Camp Auto lived, since coming to see us then. And we had a run-in with the cops, didn't we, over your music, your amazing sound system in the back of the car. Do you remember?
Yes,
we
did, yeah. Yeah. They didn't like that, did they?
I walked that guy all the way back to his car, and I lectured him the whole damn way.
I didn't know there was a law in our lad, you couldn't have the car stereo.
Well, it wasn't just that. They said they'd had a complaint from the neighbours. But where's the neighbours?
There's no neighbours there.
There were.
In the middle of nowhere.
You had to go right up to the junction up the top there before you even start.
It was just the amazing sound quality. You must be down to wait it now. Yeah.
and then our friendly cop Dave used to come and see us all the time. He said, oh no, he said, anyway, that wasn't the problem. He said, the problem was you were playing Enya. He said, I bloody hate Enya. It wasn't him that had.
It
was this guy called Phil who then came and sat and chilled out at the Dooney Fire.
Yeah.
One of the very few cops that actually sat down and had some chai with us, and
the only one.
Anyway,
so how long ago were we at Camp Auto Lift? It was last summer, wasn't it?
So it's less than a year that
you've been researching this stuff and digging out all this stuff about JFK and the Illuminati and secret societies and
Skull and Bones and the Truth on Gaddafi and what's in the food.
What's in the
Skull and Bones was a group that those people was in it.
Not just was.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. Like those of them went to school together.
Harvard.
Yeah, in Harvard they were all in this group called the Skull and Bones. And
it's just another secret society
that they take something like 25 people a year who are all from highest born people, and so you've got Bush and Kerry, the two opposite sides, both in the same Skull and Bones club at the same time.
So what do these people do?
They plot
how to rule
the world.
It's only for them to teach them how to do things and teach them what way they've got to do it, where the rest of us wouldn't know because we're not in it, and the ones that are in it know what's happening.
And the other thing, of course, is that they give them underage children and drugs and all this kind of stuff, and make sure that they've got all photographs of these things so that they can always control them in the future. This is why we've got so many paedophiles right throughout our government, through the judicial system, through the police,
royal
family, all these things, all paedophiles, because they're required to do this in order that they have something they can hold over.
What upsets me is the church, for instance, all these paedophiles and these, people in the church who actually just step down and it's kind of forgotten about, or the church say, well, actually, we'll deal with it. Not the police, not the way that they say is the right way, that the police have to deal with it, as it would with anybody else, but because they're part of the church deal with it, they step down and it's all forgotten about. How can that be?
We've had Kevin Annett on the radio here, and he was a vicar in Canada, and he saw how all the Indians were treated in Canada, and he did his best to help the Indians, but the church threw him out. And so he's been challenging all of this stuff for a long time now.
There was a lot of children were murdered and sexually abused and beaten and all that sort of stuff, which he was helping the Indians to get that story out there, what they'd actually experienced and witnessed. And he ended up getting booted out of the church, and
it's just like it's a great big cover up there.
It is. Social services are involved.
And why are all these companies allowing this to happen? All these agencies,
because they're all corrupt.
As soon as you start looking into the Illuminati, you'll see how corrupt it all is, and how it all transpires from the top of the triangle to the bottom. You'll see how it all works out, which is why the police can't do nothing and these can't do nothing, because the top chief of the police got his orders and so on and told what to do and how to do it.
They have this big pyramid.
It's done the way it's done.
It's a bit control you individually. They just control the people underneath them. And the people underneath them, well, they control the people underneath them. And eventually it comes down and you've got your policemen, your teachers, your everybody else, social services, everyone controlling you. Tax office. Well,
I mean, it was office. One point where they say social services cared about the children and the families. Now, speaking to somebody I know personally in the social services sector who has actually been forced to leave the company and been paid off because she was going to expose something, the corruption. I mean, they have 6 weeks where they've got to work with a child and pass it on to another agency. How can they provide a duty of care to that child and that family and to protect if they are within, you know, working with them for such a short time and the target driven now? They have to get rid of that child now and move on.
That's why they give those targets. It's why they put those targets on them so that they can't do the job that they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
To destroy it all.
Another caller coming in, Roger.
Okay.
Hello, you're live on Dark City Radio. Who's speaking, please?
Oh, this is Barry calling from Canada. How are you doing today?
A little bit quiet for me, mate. Try again.
Okay, hold on. That's Barry calling from Canada.
Hello, Barry. Welcome to Dark City Radio.
Just a couple thoughts to share with you today. One is what I can call the trigger of the acceleration of, I believe in the Illuminati and I believe in the New World Order. And what I believe is then the trigger of major acceleration in the plan was 9/11. 9/11 was a fabricated attack on the American people by their own government for the pretext to go into war. As we know that bankers control the world and wars generate trillions and trillions of dollars. If we look at what the American economy has done in the last 10 years since Obama's been in prior to that Bush, we have seen their economy go trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars into debt. They will never, ever be able to recover from the debt they're in right now, and their dollar is on the verge of collapse. And I believe that's all a long, long-term plan that's been implicated by some very evil people, not 10, maybe 15, 20, 25 years ago. And that's a few thoughts I wanted to share with you. 9/11 was an absolute farce, man. The fact that World Trade Center 7, the third building that fell down that day, fell down at 5:20 in the afternoon with two small pockets of fires on a 47-story steel building that was built to stand up to 8 magnitude earthquakes and 150-mile-an-hour winds, decided to fall down by itself with absolutely no explanation physically for it. That has been covered up extensively by the media, and you never hear about that. And people really, really just take a good look at what's going on behind the scenes. You will see the evilness in the government and what they're trying to do to this planet, and it shocks the heck out of me. I didn't mean to swear there. But that's just a few thoughts I wanted to share with you today and see what you think about that. Did I get disconnected?
Roger, well, mate.
I know I said a multiple there.
Do you know, Barry, that's what we were just talking about. In fact, all of that subject. We didn't mention 9/11 particularly. But you know, that goes along with a whole lot of the things that we were talking about, all these vaccines, all of the toxins that they put in our food and in our water and in the air and chemtrails and all this stuff. It all traces back to the same crowd, yeah, the same families, the same people are doing it all, absolutely, and they're utterly ruthless.
We were talking about the 9/11 earlier, and that the other day I was looking on the internet and read this thing that a lady that was actually in the towers, she actually heard the explosion before getting to the window and seeing an aircraft hit the Trade Center. This particular lady went to meet the president, and
you know, there's photographs of her shaking his hand, and she wanted to ask him more questions, and he gave her a flight ticket to a certain place because she lost her husband in this same incident. And another lady as well who was asking a lot of questions was on the same flight that he gave her the ticket for, and the plane went down. And there's a big thing on the internet about it. Me and Dan were only talking about this, you know, so, you know, strongly believe in what you say.
What the American government passed off to people on 9/11 is just a sham. It's just an atrocity. There's no physical explanation for what the government's telling the people. I mean, if anybody with any common sense, all you have to do is, there's quite a few major websites out now. I don't know if I can promote them on your show, but I mean, Architects for Truth, 9/11.
Sure you can.
That's a tremendous site, and it's now supported by 1,400 architects, structural engineers, physicists, scientists, people that really know, demolition experts that really know what happened on 9/11, and there's just absolutely no physical explanation. And that, what I call, is a major trigger. It caused anarchy inside the American people, caused them to get so angry that they go along with anything the government put in front of their faces, and all of a sudden we're in Afghanistan and all these other wars that they call the war against terror. Well, in my opinion, that's just a war to create money for the bankers, buddy. And that's what it's all about.
It sure is.
Go ahead.
Barry, do you think that you could get a little bit closer to your microphone or speak up just a little bit?
I'm sorry.
Yes. It's a long way to Canada, you know.
I know. Well, it's a long swim.
But Barry, anyway, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for your time. And I'll phone in again because I love sharing my thoughts with you folks.
Yeah, please do.
It's great
please
to have
do.
You.
We're really, you've caught right in at the end of the show, Barry. But if you check out the schedule, man, jump on the Dark City again with us, mate. Been a pleasure.
Yeah, I'll do that. I tuned in late today, so I would love to get in and talk with you for half an hour.
Nice one, mate.